Hello, 大家好，你正在收听潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm Diana.
那今天我们的节目呢，要说说最近在中国引起巨大反响的一部电影，就是《给阿嬷的情书》。
In English, this is called Dear You.
I feel like 如果他们直译成 Love Letters for My Grandmother, 好像更好一点，就是更加能让你 get 这部电影是关于什么，是讲什么的。
Yeah, and I feel like that is quite poetic too. It's a little more descriptive, but it's still like Dear You. It still has a poetic sense.
好，那不管人家官方英语片名叫什么，这个不重要，重要的是这一部电影呢，成为了就是豆瓣上面有史以来21世纪华语电影口碑 No.1 评分最高的，以及它也在中国创下了一个票房的奇迹和神话，现在已经15亿的票房。
So sounds like it's become a blockbuster hit.This film features no A-list actors and that it was basically an indie production, shot on a budget of maybe around 14 million RMB.
对，所以它的投资回报率真的是这 return on investments 100 times, right?
Yeah, that's very impressive.
Yeah,、right. yeah. 而且它不仅是在国内啊，也在特别东南亚，就是我们说的南洋电影所反映的这个地方也激起了非常非常大的反响和回应啊。好，那我们今天的节目呢，就跟大家分享一下啊，是什么让《给阿嬷的情书》这部电影在2026年的中国，在甚至整个华语世界都引起这么大的共鸣。
All right, so how did such a small production pull off such a big success?
原因很多啊。其中有一个，我觉得就还是这故事本身很吸引人，很打动人。
Okay, so as with most indie productions, it is this power of storytelling that really drives the success of the film.
所以当我们讲到电影、电视甚至小说，常用 storytelling or narrative, 对吧？
Exactly, and also the way the story is told, different perspectives that are used.
对，这部电影本身呢，它其实是两条时间线，一个是现在当代，就是孙子要到泰国，他要去找他的，就那个时候下南洋的阿贡，他以为是很有钱的一个华侨富商啊。然后还有一条时间线呢，就是回到当年从前就阿贡年轻的和阿嬷年轻的那个时候。
Okay, so this film shows us two different timelines and kind of jumps back and forth between two timelines, one being the present day and another being back in the 1940s when his grandpa first landed in Southeast Asia.
其实最后他发现他的 grandpa挺年轻的时候就在泰国去世了、
oh.
But 他的阿嬷 So in the movie title, right, 给阿嬷的情书 kept receiving 情书 not just 情书其实更多是家书啦 like a letter for the home, a love letter、mm. to her, but letter for the home, 还有就是会寄钱来养家就我们现在说到那个乔批 right, contains a letter, but also money for their home. But she kept receiving these for decades and decades, even after the grandpa passed away. 所以最后就牵出来说啊，真正的给他写信和寄钱的其实早已不是这个已经过世的 grandpa, 而是一个陌生的阿姨。那个阿姨其实跟 grandpa 就是朋友的关系，但那个 grandpa 人非常好，帮过这个阿姨。So after he passed away, 阿姨就觉得这是我的义务、责任，我应该做的。而且她就有这种，就我们中国说那种情谊 ，you know, to support their family and also to not disclose this tragedy to them.
Wow, that does sound like a very moving story. I can see why so many people were moved by this film.
因为他虽然讲的是这一个家庭或者这一组人啊，这一个潮汕地区，但是我觉得就是 它里面表达的这种家庭的责任感，还有 beyond 家庭，我们对于更大的这个我们 community 的这种情谊，真的对于中国人来说是非常重要的。It's a deeply rooted sense, right? Of family, of sacrifice, of longing, of resilience. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think most importantly, it's this paying back someone's kindness back to their family. A lot of times we will say like paying it forward. Someone does something nice to you without expecting any payment, but they hope that you'll pass that along to maybe another stranger. And it sounds like this woman paid it back to his family by supporting them financially and also not disclosing the fact that her husband or their grandfather passed away a long time ago already.
It's about maintaining this bond and connection he had with his homeland and his family, right?
Yeah, and actually part of this story does remind me of another film called The Farewell. I don't know if you've watched that.
就是讲一个美国的女孩子，然后她是奶奶得了绝症，是吧？
Mm-hmm.
But the whole family decides to not tell her.
Yes, and then they throw on like, you know, a very kind of last minute wedding for her cousin. So she can see her grandson getting married. And all this time, she's not aware that she has this cancer diagnosis. And nobody tells her. But in the end, she still ends up, you know, living for quite some time, just completely clueless.
我觉得你刚刚说的那个电影啊 The Farewell 也是前两年在美国也引起挺大反响的讲我们中国的家庭以及我们中国人情感表达的一部戏是吧、
mm-hmm.
跟这个给阿妈的情书一样 It's very subtle, it's very slow, it's very nuanced, very mild storytelling、
right.
and pacing.
And you know, I think something that both of these films share is that it's driven by authenticity.
对，其实给阿妈的情书，我看到对她评论最多的一个词，可能就是真诚、sincerity, authenticity.
Yes, yes.
它本身就是一个独立制作 indie production， 然后前面讲的 budget 也非常的低，又没有任何你认识的演员，
mm-hmm.
甚至导演都并不是很出名啊。当然，现在已经完全改变了。Because they didn't have any of these, 然后也没有什么 marketing budget, 所以就是你能感觉到 the reason they made this movie is because they really want to tell that story.
Right,
it's
right.
coming from their hearts,、
mm-hmm.
and then that touches the hearts of so many viewers.、
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, you can tell that this is the kind of story that.Not just a lot of people resonate with, but, you know, the people who worked on this film must have experienced in some way or knew someone who experienced a very similar story. And they wanted to tell this in the most sincere way as possible. And also like adding some slice of life scenes and also some like comedic relief as well. But really, it's the story that resonates with the community and that diaspora.
对，因为我前面刚听了一个播客，是采访这个电影，他既是导演又是编剧 ，so he actually wrote the script for the movie as well as directed it。然后导演叫洪兰春，他自己就是那个潮汕地区的人嘛 ，so these are stories very familiar to him。
Right，
可能是在他的家族或者他的 in that region it's so common。那个时候好多人下南洋。因为我之前在新加坡住过嘛，然后整个新加坡，包括我到马来西亚旅游 ，I'm actually very touched by like how much they value their identity.
Yeah，
就是我跟我所有的新加坡华人朋友啊，或者马来西亚华人朋友聊天的时候，他们都特别 ，even the young generation， 他们都会说我的老家在中国的哪里哪里。然后我说你们去过吗？然后很多他们说去过啊，说 like every once 多少年，我们全家会一起回去。他们已经是可能第三、第四代了，就是他们的曾祖父母 maybe almost 100 years ago 来到了南洋 right? Southeast Asia. But just to be able to still maintain that, 而且不是一个什么大的 organization 说你们要 maintain, 而真的就是 it comes yeah. from each family, right? From that、yes. community. It's, yeah, super moving. 真的。所以我每一次在不管是在新马或者就像美国加拿大你到Old Chinatowns, 你还会看到很多那种同乡会 people from the same village as you, like 同乡 they will have these associations.
Sounds like there is this very strong sense of pride to the region that they came from, like this ancestral home pride that I feel like I don't see as much from other areas. I think that's pretty awesome.
很打动观众的就是那种 longing、
mm-hmm.
我的阿公去了南洋但是他寄信然后寄钱回来因为他的心还是在他的家乡还是在他的祖国、mm-hmm. right? But there is the physical divide 而且最后阿公还去世了 So there is that eternal divide However that longing就是那种对故土对家人的这种思念真的永远都在 It lingers, right? And it's, it passes down through generations.
Yeah. Yeah, I do feel like that emotion, this longing and yearning, whether it's for someone or for a place or time, it seems like I'm seeing it depicted in a lot of,films and even shows that have been very popular recently. And I think everyone can identify with yearning or longing for something or someone.
是，还有你刚刚讲到的一个特定的地方，对吧？他们一种特定的身份和文化。其实我觉得这也是这部电影它能引起一个非常大的热点和共鸣的原因之一。就是里面说的这种下南洋然后这一群人华侨他们寄回来的 correspondence There's a term for it 叫侨批然后这个词对我来说是完全新的一个概念里面有一封家书有一封信但是里面还有汇款单因为他们在南洋很苦很辛苦的打工了以后赚的钱他们寄回去供养家人
Okay, so it sounds like this letter is not justan update of how people are doing, but it is also a payment home, like a remittance.
Remittance 这个词其实并不是特别常用啊。但我以前比如在新加坡居住的时候，因为新加坡有很多外劳嘛，印度啊、菲律宾啊、甚至马来西亚、啊，所以我常常会看到广告，就是说什么 international remittance， 意思就是你出来打工以后，然后你要汇款给自己的家人。
Right, so you want to wire a certain amount of money back to your family.
Yeah, I feel like now 我们会讲到这个汇款啊什么 we'll just say transfer money, right?
Yeah.
So how remittance work, I'm no banking expert, 所以我不太知道后面这个 technical 的区别。但总之就是这个情谊嘛。我在外面我打工很不容易但我赚了钱、yeah. I want to provide a better life for my family.、而且他们那一代不只是就寄给自己的小家，更多的还有这个大家 ，like the whole village, right? When they want to build something, schools 啊什么的，这些在海外的华侨，他们都会捐钱。
Wow, wow, that is like a very strong sense of like community, right?
就比如一个很有名的爱国华侨陈嘉庚，他就是从福建后来到了新加坡，马来西亚，然后又成为橡胶大王吧。But he donated so much money to his homeland, 特别是 education, 就办学校啊这些。So he's very well respected, both in like Singapore, Malaysia, but also in China, yeah. And he'sYou know, one of the most famous high-profile ones, but 还是有，但是有成千上万像他这样的，对吧？可能没有他这么有钱，but it's the same heart, it's the same drive. Yeah.
Right. Another thing I wanted to point out, I haven't watched the film, but I did watch the trailer you sent me, and I noticed a lot of attention to detail to... their cultural heritage, including like where they live and what they ate, and just kind of immersing you into their cultural background.
对，我觉得现在大家看到很真实的这个 it's a specific, it's a real place, right? Real people. 就像他这个电影里面都是潮汕话嘛，然后我们也听不懂 but it just transports you there.
Right,
就马上把你带到那个潮汕的地区，然后把你带到不同的时间线。而且我自己啊，有一次到马来西亚马拉卡马六甲旅游，我真的感觉像 time travel.
Wow.
Like a few places we went to, 就是华人寄居的地方，真的像50年代、60年代，节奏非常的慢。你真的感觉就是 those businesses 已经几十年，而且它从来没有装修过。
It's, yeah.
真的有 I don't mean it, 我不是说贬义啊，就是这种真的像时光隧道一样。And it's a very, very unique feeling.
Yeah, I kind of get what you're...saying too, because I feel most Chinatowns kind of preserve a specific decade's aesthetic. And they don't really update very often out of practicality.
但我觉得现在可能大家越来越 appreciate 这些。因为我们生活的年代就所有东西都这么快，而且这么的好像要换新的 right? Disposable. And we lose so much.Memory. We lose so much sometimes heritage and even identity. 其实你刚刚说到的海外的这些老唐人街哦，我记得我第一次十几岁去美国的时候，我看到纽约的唐人街 San Francisco 的唐人街，我心里就有一种好像它很落后的感觉 You know, it's very, as if it was very backwards.
Yeah, like a time capsule kind.
对，就是像那个时光穿梭机啊！但我现在再去看，包括温哥华老的 Chinatown， 真的也是你随着年龄的增长，会越来越珍惜，越来越 appreciate the fact that they have maintained so much of their old looks, traditions.
Right.
而且现在，其实老 Chinatown 很多去的人都已经不是 new immigrants， 不是新移民 ，right? They're still serving the old, 老一辈的那些 generations.
Yeah, and a lot of times they live there as well, serving the community.
好，那我们今天的节目呢就快要结束了。其实我跟戴安娜真的不是最好的说给阿嬷情书的人啊，因为这个电影在北美还没放，所以呢我们两个也是在 YouTube 上面这里找一段看、
yes.
那里找一段看。However,Even without watching the entire film, we both feel very touched, given our own situations, right?
Yes, very much so.
对，你是一个你是什么爷爷奶奶辈到美国的是吧？
Yes, yes.
Okay, so third generation. 然后对我来说新移民，可是在海外，特别我觉得随着年龄的增长啦，你对自己身份的这种认同、认知和骄傲 appreciation 都会越来越浓。比如、
yeah.
这个电影我觉得最打动人的其实是里面的情和义。
Right, right. So like that level of maybe loyalty to、
yeah.
someone who showered you with so much kindness and help. That's not something that you see in movies or portrayed very often, especially outside of familial ties.
其实说到这个情谊啊，是我们中国文化和身份里面我觉得非常核心重要的一部分，但这个又很难直接翻译成英语是吧？
Yeah, I think you could use a number of terms. Loyalty is definitely one of them, probably the biggest.
Yeah, when we talk about 义 right, it's really like loyalty, 这种忠诚，还有 I feel like duty.就是你觉得
bit of an
duty,
obligation.
Yeah, obligation. 但不是一种、I really don't want to do it. 是你 you are willing to carry on the duty, to take on the duty and obligation. 是吧
Right, right.
这种义 or commitment.
A commitment. Yeah, I think that definitely sounds more of like a choice on your part to fulfill this. As opposed to obligation does make it sound like you must do this. And it isn't out of...your hands, or it is not your choice to.
然后讲到情，其实 this is so much more than, you know, just feelings and emotions. It's almost like an unbreakable bond and connection. Mm.
I think there's another term in English that does describe this, and that's found family.
Oh, found family. 就不是你那个 family of origin.
Mm-hmm. It's
by,
like,
by birth, by blood, 不是原生家庭是吧？是后来你认识的人。
Mm-hmm, like through shared experiences, sometimes shared trauma, you develop this unbreakable bond, really strong relationship with someone just because of something you have in common or experienced together. And it can be as strong as, if not stronger than, familial ties.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。我想我们的听众里面肯定已经有很多看了《给阿嬷的情书》啊，这部电影有没有让你流泪？真的非常触动你的内心呢？你看了以后最强烈的感受是什么？我们都非常希望大家在留言里面告诉我们。
That's right, since Jenny and I are not yet able to watch this film, if you have, please share how it moved you or what you thought of it. We will definitely look forward to what you have to say.
对，我也很希望这个电影啊，它在中国和东南亚那么成功，也能早日在北美上映。
Yeah, maybe it'll even debut at a film festival and be more widely watched worldwide.
是的。好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
Until next time, bye!